this is a propaganda platform. Okay, so this is a propaganda platform. Okay, so this is a propaganda platform. Okay, so this is, I think this is an incredibly slippery slope to be going down here. If you are trying to prevent an American citizen from exercising his right to free speech.
A propaganda platform.
Right, and the propaganda platform, free speech covers propaganda. Last time I checked, it covers a lot of things. Free speech covers a lot of things.
And this is an individual in a vacuum, a propaganda platform.
Right.
A propaganda vacuum. The way we've thought about it is more about the way that our elevation of him, the way that is more about elevation of them and their aid or decisions to aid Mr. Snowden.
Right.
They have the ability to help Mr. Snowden. Facilitated a propaganda platform for Mr. Snowden.
A propaganda platform. Okay, so this is your mind, a propaganda platform. Okay.
The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change.
This is all applicable context.
But as you have also said, he is a U.S. citizen. He remains a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
He enjoys certain rights as a U.S. citizen. I don't understand why those rights, I ignore those and simply say that he's welcome to come back to the United States to exercise his right to be tried by a jury of his peers.
That's what our hope is.
But you don't really think that's going to happen. I mean, you're growing resigned to the idea that they're going to accept his asylum position.
I'm not. That's not at all what I stated.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, the Russians said Mr. Snowden would stop leaking. He wouldn't do that before, and he tried some other areas for leaking. Now, in this propaganda platform, as you call it, he said that he has decided not to leak anymore. He's done. Leaking, done. Publicly, done.
He's been provided this opportunity to speak in a propaganda platform, as I mentioned a few seconds ago.
Publicly done.
I don't have any independent knowledge, as would be no surprise. Well, I don't have any opportunity to do the right thing, be no surprise.
Wouldn't it be logical to assume that if the entree was made for the Russian authorities to get WikiLeaks and other people human rights before finding out from the media today that this theoretically they're not, quote, in transit, that in order to get them human rights into the U.S. have had an alert before human rights, before finding out from the media today that this human rights event was going to happen?
If I had just wanted to harm the U.S., you know, that you could shut down the surveillance system in an afternoon, then nothing will change. You know, suck out secrets, pass them on the open market to Russia. You know, they always have an open door, as we do. They won't be willing to take the risks necessarily to stand up and fight to change things, to force their representatives to actually take a stand in their interests. And the months ahead, the years ahead, it's only going to get worse until eventually there will be a time where we fight to change things. The greatest fear that I have for America is that nothing will change. The greatest fear that I have is America.
Yo!